The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is Jackson Brown, and you're listening to the Nicole Sandler Show.
Hey, this is John from Five for Fighting, and you got my buddy, my longtime friend, the lovely Nicole Sandler.
Hi, this is Donald Fagen.
And this is Walter Becker.
You know, Steely Dan. And you're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Hey, this is Jake Slichter.
John Munson.
Dan Wilson. We are Semisonic.
And you're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Hi, this is Melissa Etheridge, and you're listening to my friend, Nicole Sandler.
Hey, how you doing out there? This is Ziggy Marley, and you're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Hey, everybody, this is Pat Monahan from the band Train, and you're listening to Nicole Sandler, my favorite on-air personality.
The Nicole Sandler Show. Music to my ears.
Ah, all right, it's a Friday, and it's not only a Friday, it's the Friday before the long July 4th holiday weekend. July 4th this year actually falls on Monday. So I'm going to tell you what right now, all you YouTubers, all of you guys in the YouTube chat room, Monday I will be here. I will have a show, but I'm going to do a music show. So all 4th of July songs celebrating the 4th or you know, about our current state of affairs, songs with that theme in mind. But I can't do it on YouTube or the other video streams because they copyright violate me. So Monday will be an audio-only program. So to listen, you go to my website. You go to NicoleSandler.com/listen-live, or you can listen at Progressive Voices, ProgressiveVoices.com. Perhaps you have the app. You can download it. It's free. Or you can just pull up. I've got a secret URL that's just for the stream, my audio stream. It's NicoleSandlerStream.com. So lots of different ways to listen. So that's what it'll be Monday, same time, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And maybe, depending on if I pre-record it or not, maybe I'll podcast it. So you can play it during your, you know, 4th of July barbecue because it'll provide the good soundtrack. But today, it's another kind of music. Today, we're going to just have fun because, well, I know yesterday was a bit intense. I scared some people away. And I'd say I'm sorry, but I'm really not. Because when you listen to my show, you're going to get honesty, something you don't get from a lot of similar programs and other programs who, you know, do the complete opposite of what I do. You're always going to get honesty. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to share with you how I'm feeling because that's what I have to offer. You know, an American woman who's struggling in today's world and struggling more because of this extreme court. Now, I no longer call it the Supreme Court because the only supreme thing about it are the three fucking awesome women sitting on there. Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and now Ketanji Brown Jackson. So, you know, yesterday I played her swearing in, and first the main federal oath that was administered by the Chief Justice, John Roberts, and then Stephen Breyer, the retiring, now retired Supreme Court Justice. Then he gave the judicial pledge, which I found rather fascinating. But oh my God, he'd like say two words and have her repeat them, and then say two more words and have her repeat them, and it was just interminable. So I did what any self-respecting person who can easily edit audio did, and I cut out Stephen Breyer.
I believe that the president must.
Whoops, and that's the wrong one. Of course it is. Of course I played the wrong one. We'll try this again. Here we go.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear that I will administer justice without respect to persons and do equal right to the poor and to the rich, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me as an associate justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. Under the Constitution and laws of the United States, so help me God.
It was like, and yet there's more. But awesome. She is now a Supreme Court justice. Yeah, baby. Unfortunately, we need about another 10 of her. So that we don't have. All right. So I want to share something else with you to let you know what we're what we're in for. You know, to L. Acosta in the chat room. L. Acosta comes into my chat room and he says, Nicole, by the way, he spelt my name wrong. It's Nicole, not Nick Hole. There's no H. Just letting you know. But you, I don't know you. I think you're new here. And he comes in my chat room and the first thing he says is, Nicole, you just need to calm down. Hey, Jay Acosta. Is it Jay or is it L? Sorry, L. Acosta. Number one, nobody asked you. And number two,
I just need you to shut the fuck up because nobody asked you, bitch. I need you to shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Just shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Bow, bow. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bow, bow.
Because we're having fun today. So if you want to bring that kind of energy, L, whatever your name might be, don't. Thank you very much. All right. So it is primary season. And I just want to let you know. So there are people who are unhappy with the state of our union, with the way things are going. Of course, they're blaming Joe Biden for the high price of gas at the pump. You know, first of all, the president has nothing to do with the price of gas. Talk to the oil companies who are price gouging, right? But it's not the president. And look, I don't care if it's, and you know, I'm not a big Joe Biden defender. But things would have been just as bad or probably worse if the former guy were still in office because he wouldn't know how to try to mitigate the bad circumstances. You know, you can blame a lot of things on Joe Biden, but the state of the economy, you can't. Because what we're hearing from economists who understand this kind of stuff is this is the COVID economy and things may never get back to normal. Blame that little virus that's still, you know, spreading around. And by the way, we are in a surge right now. People are acting as if it's over. Oh, that's one of Lauren Mayer's songs. You may be done with COVID, but COVID's not done with you. Oh, I wasn't going to take calls, but okay. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Vince from Nevada.
Hey, Vince from Nevada, how you doing?
Pretty good. I wanted to call you yesterday, but you had your guest on, so I held back.
Okay.
Yeah, you had talked yesterday about wishing death.
Well, he asked me, and so I did not come out and say I wish these people would die. But if somebody asked me a direct question, as I told you at the beginning, I'm always going to be honest. I could have lied.
Yeah. No, this is something, you know, going, I'm a little bit older than you, but going back to Nixon and Agnew and Reagan and Ed Meese and G.W.
Yep.
And even the worst with Dick Cheney and Karl Rove. God,
yep.
I hated these people so much. But never, never in all those years did I wish death upon anybody until... this century with Mitch McConnell and then Trump, the former guy. Donald Trump and these people. Boy, I mean, it's wrong and it's bad.
Of course.
I was in therapy for a few years.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a really rough time during the 4 years that the orange thing was in office. Really rough time.
Yeah.
And I'd been doing okay, really, until like last week when all the Supreme Court stuff started. So,
yeah. Yeah. But never in my life. But yeah, when you talked about that, boy, that's where I'm at too.
That's a bad place,
but it's good. And it's good. I also wanted to tell you, it's good to hear your voice because I remember you back in those days. You were in a bad place as I was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you're sounding great, and it's really great to hear your voice now.
Well, thank you, Vince. I really appreciate it. I know it must have been tough listening to the show back then because I look back on it and I say, I think that was a nervous breakdown. I literally had to script out my show to get through the hour. I don't know how I kept doing it. I did. Just like I write out what's news, I would script out the entire show. If I had a guest, you know, I don't pre-write questions. I have conversations. Back then, I had a list of questions or I couldn't get through the interview. It was really bad. So, but, you know, we come through, right? And we're resilient people, so we try. But, you know, this has been a rough couple of weeks. So I thought today we need some laughs, you know?
But that's what I love about you. You're so strong, and you really tell it like it is. And I left the Democrat. I'm not a Democrat anymore. I haven't worked for them, although a little bit. But we got to fight, and they're not fighters.
Yeah. Well, when you hang up, I'm going to play a couple of clips for you because there have been, you know, it's primary season. So we're hearing from the Democratic candidates, and I hope that people who listen to this show will go and vote for the progressives. You know, some have been. Some have gotten in. Some have been defeated. Yeah. We'll do better with a more progressive Congress. But I pulled two instances, I don't know, it was last night, last couple of nights, there were Republican primaries in Wyoming and Tennessee for congressional seats, and just two little montages of some of the answers, so you know the kind of people who are running for Congress, and it's frightening. It's just really frightening. Okay. So we'll do that in just a moment. But Vince, thank you for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words. You too. All right. Bye bye. Okay. So before we get to Lauren, let me share these two things. And it's kind of newsy, but it's also, you know, I guess it's funny in a perverse kind of way. Let's start with Tennessee. Because we can. So it was Tennessee's fifth congressional district, the Republican primary. And somebody, it looks like the Maury County Republican Party streamed it live. and this is just an excerpt of it, just so you can see what our what we're in store for if we don't come out in huge numbers and elect the, you know, the Democrat, and more than just the Democrat, you know, I want you to vote for the progressive. But either way, if you vote for the Republican, I'm editing my shot, so bear with me for a second because I want to make sure this whole thing gets on the screen. All right, so Maury County, Tennessee. Here's the first clip I want to share with you. You ready? This is from the debate held June 27th. So just, you know, what, 3-4 days ago. Here we go.
Would you be in favor of impeaching Joe Biden and why?
Yay. Because it's simple. President Trump won the election.
That was Trace Whittem.
Yay. He's done nothing for America so far.
Kurt Winstead. I'm the only candidate in this race. They have articles of impeachment already typed up, ready to go for Joe Biden. Many of you saw me. Many of you go on my Facebook, social media, everything, date and time stamp. He's not the president. I'm the only candidate that's right that have not called him president. He is not the legal president of the United States of America.
Okay. Well, that, in case you were wondering, was a man named Thing. I don't know that a man is how I describe him. Stu Parks. And then it says in parentheses, charged for his role in the insurrection. They have a lot of candidates for the Republican nomination to represent the state of Tennessee from the 5th Congressional District. Let's go. Next is...
This administration is a criminal enterprise.
Wow.
Biden, Pelosi, Mayorkas, they all need to be impeached.
Maury County Mayor.
For treason.
Okay. Andy Ogles.
Okay, I'm not going to play games. The answer is no.
Oh, Tim Lee.
I would not want to impeach Biden.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Simple
Why?
As that.
Because who do we got coming right up behind us?
Ah.
Well, I would have to agree with that. And I will say this. What we need to do is learn our lesson. Ballot harvesting is what made this a corrupt election.
I see.
And that is what needs to be forbidden in every state.
Mm. No, I do not want Kamala Harris as our president.
It's Kamala, Natisha. Sorry, Natisha.
My answer is no for this reason. I don't think Joe Biden's going to be around in 6 months.
Oh, snap.
We're going to be dealing with President Harris and how you like the sound of that one way or another.
And I say yes, whether he's capable or not, yes.
What?
And we have to have a plan in place for a bundle of them to go.
A bundle of them to go. Okay, so there's today's Republicans in the state of Tennessee. Lovely, right? Oh, yeah. Gee, I can't wait. But, you know, this next one that I'm going to play for you is disconcerting on a few levels because of what you're going to hear, but also because it makes me say, wow, Liz Cheney makes more sense than anybody else on that stage. Now, I've never agreed with Liz Cheney about anything except for her take on the January 6th insurrection and the hearings that are going on. Okay, but here's somebody. I don't know who edited this together, but whoever did an amazing job. So it was the Wyoming Republican congressional primary debate, and they only have one congressional district in Wyoming because, you know, Wyoming. Anyway, have a gander at this. Here we go. Okay, hit start.
We're going to go to what we call a lightning round.
January 6th
was a setup from the beginning. We cannot have
what we saw happen on January 6th was clearly an attempt to delay the count of the electoral votes.
Coronavirus vaccine policy.
They knew. Fauci had awards for his work in cytokines.
Yeah. Mr. Fauci is one of the most corrupt individuals in Washington, D.C. We are to oppose any vaccines.
Everybody ought to get vaccinated, and we need to do everything
Liz
we can
Cheney.
To protect ourselves
She's
from
the
future
only
viruses.
One.
Wyoming residents' faith in the election process.
I understand when I talked to Mike Lindell, he did say that there was a small
With
portion
Mike Lindell?
Of voter fraud in this state, but that is alarming.
Mike Lindell.
What about
Facebook? Using the system to steer people. We know for a fact all the major internets do that.
The 2000 Mules movie is something that I think we have great concern about.
Voting machines that, you know, are suspected fraud.
There are politicians in this country, beginning with Donald Trump, who have lied to the American people.
No.
He consistently
Hello.
Has said that the election was stolen when it wasn't.
Ukraine is corrupt. We've started it.
Oh.
We got involved.
Oh.
We pushed them into being against the Russian government.
Money laundering. I think that's the biggest ticket for the Ukrainians and the Biden administration.
It's the front line in the battle for freedom. And I think we've got to elect serious leaders.
Serious leaders. Yeah, good luck to us all. Oh, my goodness. And as I said, I tweeted that video out, and I said, the really scary thing is that Liz Cheney makes the most sense of anybody on that stage. I love the woman who couldn't think of, yeah. Now, I get there occasionally, too. You know, short-term loss of long-term memory, long-term loss of short-term, whatever. You know, I forget sometimes, but anyway, there's that. Okay, so I don't know about you, but I'm ready to start the weekend. So every now and then, you know, I like to pull out a fun parody song. And one of our favorites around these parts is Lauren Mayer. So I thought what we would do, Lauren's standing by, but I thought maybe we should start with her newest song. She puts out one a week, pretty much, and she's been doing it for a long time. We'll find out exactly how long in just a moment. But, you know, usually on Fridays, and usually they come out after this show ends. So I have to wait until the following week to play it. But today, Lauren was, she was fast. She was on the ball. And as usual, her songs are timely and topical. So it's a mix of intelligence and talent and newsworthiness, too. So here, in case you don't already know her, is the latest from Lauren Mayer. Take it away, Lauren.
We've seen the bad.
moods are rising. Each time Trump didn't get his way, who knew it still could be surprising to hear what we did the other day. The witness did recall hearing dishes crash and fall. There was ketchup on the wall. They say women are too hormonal and erratic. Vote for one as president? No, never. But this sociopath, unhinged and plutocratic, had ketchup coming out of his plate, his face, his wherever. Even down the hall, they could hear the fast food brawl, smearing ketchup on the wall. Yeah, it's not the most important revelation of crimes by the former toddler-in-chief, but to help us stay strong and save our nation, we all could use a bit of comic relief. Then we can give our all, fighting democracy's downfall. We can read the ketchup on the wall. We'll restore protocol to the White House and Capitol. No more ketchup on the wall. No more ketchup on the wall.
Woo! Lauren Mayer, hey! Lauren, I don't have my my applause up because I'm using that that screen here. I can do it now because I'm multitasking. Lauren Mayer, everybody. Hey, you know,
thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. First of all, gotta say, we, and I'm including, you know, the listeners and especially the YouTube chat room, because that's who I get the instant feedback from, always enjoy your songs. You bring us laughter at times when we really need it. So thank you.
Well, that's my mission in life. I mean, my little motto is if you can laugh at it, you can deal with it. And that's not always easy. And I do sometimes feel like what I'm doing isn't nearly as much as I would like to be doing, but it's what I can do. And if my helping people laugh gets them able to keep fighting the good fight, then we all need it. We got to laugh.
We do need it. And, you know, the laughter is the best medicine. But it's a saying, but it's true. You know, when I'm feeling like I was yesterday or like I was Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, that's the thing that can get you good. Two things actually help me out of those kind of places.
Yeah.
Laughter and music. And you combine the two.
Those are the two things I love most. And I really do believe it also helps if we can laugh at the insanity. It does help, you know, that old phrase, speak truth to power and poke holes in hypocrisy. But I think it's important. And
you have to. You know, there are two ways to react. And unfortunately, I'm a Scorpio. I have the temper. The temper usually comes first. That's my first reaction, is to get angry. But most of the time, When the reaction is anger, like at some of the shit that these people say,
yes,
you can also just laugh and realize the hilarity of their stupidity. And if you can laugh at it, that's often more disarming than when you get angry at them, because that they can just go, oh, she's a maniac. But
exactly.
If you laugh at them.
And a lot of them don't like being laughed at.
No.
But also, I feel like if that diffuses our anger a little bit, it helps us channel the anger into doing something. Because if you're just going, oh my gosh, the world is a dystopian nightmare, I can't cope, then you don't even want to pay attention. And actually, it's been a way for me to want to keep in touch with the news, because there are times where it's like, la, 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 I don't even want to know. But if I can, you know, take the edge off a little bit by laughing at it, then I can stay more informed, do what I can, look at what candidates I want to try to, you know, send a few bucks to, what issues, you know, and I have been writing songs for candidates. I actually got to serenade Adam Schiff at a fundraiser, which is like a thrill. You know, that's something that does help. And I have done a few fundraisers where people will say after they've been laughing, they write bigger checks. So.
Right. Well, I agree with that. So, Lauren Mayer, how long have you been making these song parodies? Because I've been doing this for a long time and you've been doing it for as long as I've known you?
I started doing these during the 2012 the primaries when I don't remember what's the first thing, but when Mitt Romney became the nominee, and I remember thinking, "Oh my God, politics have sunk to a new low. It will never be this bad again."
Famous and last words, right?
So I did one called "It's a Scary Time to Be a Jewish Mother" in August of 2012. So this August it'll be 10 years, and I've done one every week.
Wow!
I spent a couple of weeks when I was in the hospital, but I've done some extra ones, so it's been at least one a week. And as you said, I do put them out on Friday, but I am going to vow to you and your listeners, I will get them out Friday morning early so that then people can enjoy them all day Friday, and then you'll have them in time for the show.
Cool.
But yeah, I started doing it. And at the time, my younger son had just turned 15 and 2012, I guess 16. And he said, "You know, Mom, don't get your hopes up because anything over 100 views is viral for old people."
Oh, gee, thanks.
Gee, thanks, kid. But so when my first one, which I think was one of the ones you were going to queue up today, my first one that went, I mean, viral for me, I'm no Taylor Swift, but I had one that got to about, I don't know, a couple 100,000 views on YouTube, which is big for me. And it's like, nah, 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 nah. It's so fun to prove your kids wrong. So
okay, are we doing that one? Okay, I was going to play a different one, but I'll do that one. Okay, so this was your biggest one so far. I don't know what year this was from, but you want to introduce it?
This one was during the 2014. It was either 2014 or 2016, either during the midterms or the election, when, again, people were trying to take away abortion rights, and we thought it would never happen. And there was some protest. This might have been inspired by one of the women's marches, No, I think it was earlier than that. 2016, I think. Maybe even 2015. And I had seen a placard somebody was carrying at a rally. Uh-huh. And I thought, that phrase is a country song. And so I wrote this song. And this was my little biology lesson to men who thought that they knew what women should be doing with their bodies.
Okay. And it applies today, too. We can dedicate it to Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and the rest of the Neanderthals on the Extreme Court.
All of them, and now there's a whole
these days women. Whoa, hold on. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Say again.
I was just saying, and it's not just the six, like you said, extreme court justices. It's also all these politicians now in red states that are scrambling to make it illegal to have, you know, and politicians, and there's some women there, too, saying, "Oh, just consider it an act of God. Oh, it's easy. Just have the baby and somebody will adopt it."
Right. No. Okay. So take two. Okay. It's called, I didn't say.
The title is I Didn't Come From Your Rib. And the chorus will fill it in.
Okay.
For you.
Here we go. I'm not having a good technical day today. Take three, and third time's the charm.
These days women's rights are well established, or so we presumed. Still work to do, but things are looking nifty. But lately right-wing politicians seem to be consumed with making us go back to 1950. Oh, they'd rob us of our choices, birth control restrictions pour on. It's time to raise our voices so we can tell each moron. Your war on women is infuriating. You only value us if we're just stating. So tell those misogynists from Maine to North Carolina, I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina. Now apparently God tells some politicians that they ought to deny science, women's rights, and evolution. But it's not a Christian country, just in case you schmucks forgot. And the Bible doesn't trump the Constitution. So don't put us through contortions to get a rare exception. And if you want fewer abortions, don't block access to contraception. Your war on women's real and revs my motor. Keep up this crap, you'll lose each female voter. So quit claiming to respect us while you shame and blame and tutor us. I didn't come from your rib, but you came from my uterus. Don't patronize us with your phonite errandhood. You attack women's health when you attack Planned Parenthood. Of women we're sick of your misogynist one-liners. You didn't come from your ribs, you came from our vaginas. I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina.
Woo! Lauren Mayer. Oh, boom, boom. I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina. They need to be reminded of that from time to time.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Lauren Mayer, you are, for the most part, a solo artist. But occasionally, you bring in a duet partner. And sometimes, the duet partner is a friend. And sometimes, it's your husband.
Yes.
Now, I'm looking. Oh, no, that's not the one.
I think he's on the Say Gay one,
but I thought I pulled, I don't have it here. I'm going to have to play it from the website, because one of my favorites of yours, hold on, I'm going to pull it up. Because it's not as funny as some of the others, and your husband sings really well.
Oh, he's a professional singer. I'm not. I'm a songwriter and a comedian, and I can carry a tune. He studied voice and did professional musical theater for a number of years, and he's a church cantor, which my family was very confused. Wait, he's Catholic?
Oh,
he's
what?
A cantor? They call the singer in some Catholic churches is called a cantor, but my family's all Jewish, and they're like,
Right.
So he's a church singer, and he sings demo recordings, and he also sings with a big band. He's a wedding singer. Basically, he's my wedding singer. So.
Amazing. Well, I learn something new every day. So his name is Scott Grinthal?
Grinthal, yes.
Grinthal. And this one, again, it is funny, but it was, you know, we were in the midst of the negotiations over Build Back Better. And we had the Biff, and we had the Biff, which was the stupidest name because Democrats suck at messaging. And then the bipartisan, well, the bipartisan bill was the Biff, and then the other one was the human infrastructure bill or something. And AOC said something. She said, "Look, it's both parts. The infrastructure is a bridge, but it's also a babysitter."
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you guys just did such a great job on this song. So I'm going to play. It's called The Bridge and a Babysitter. Here we go.
Of the fire. experts claim to know what women need is more than dabs and roads. Check AOC's Twitter feed.
She's awesome.
So now it's time.
Now it's time
for
was a command performance. That was just awesome. Really good. Please send our props.
I will. That'll mean a lot. He's a fan of yours, so that'll mean a lot. He can't usually watch this.
That was great. I mean, I remember when that one came out, and I thought, oh my, not only is this funny, but it's smart, and it's so spot on, and the vocals were wonderful on your piano. It's so cool seeing the two of you together doing that.
He's my second husband. I call him husband 2.0. So I really appreciate him. He's pretty awesome.
Yes. So occasionally, though, Lauren Mayer, though you do bring on, you know, duet partners like Scott, and we've got another one coming up. Occasionally, you do some, you know, Randy Rainbow-esque type production, and you play more than one role.
And yes, I do.
Right. We all know that Donald Trump is the biggest con man this country has ever seen. And this song, I think, was specifically for him and his family. And people will recognize it and recognize who you play.
The grift goes on. The grift goes on. Trump keeps fleecing suckers for his con. What a lot of bunk. What a lot of junk. Raising money for that Georgia sprint. Print. Trump gets to keep nearly all the dough. So the GOP is fighting itself, to which we say, oh no. And the grift goes on. The grift goes on. Scrambling for bucks cause his accounts are overdrawn. This is nothing new. It's what he'd always do. He claimed he'd run the country like his companies. Turns out that's one promise he kept with ease. He caused all sorts of failures in our nation. Like Trump University, Trump wine, Trump steak, Trump vodka, Trump casinos, and the Trump Foundation. Still the grift goes on. The grift goes on. Tweeting nonsense till his account is gone. What a lot of sleaze, wild conspiracies. Trump's past special treatment on display.
doesn't pay. While Rudy's lawsuits fail or go away. Not bad work for 20 grand a day. And the grift goes on. The grift goes on. While Trump's cabinet causes a scandal marathon. Unethics, they all stop. He didn't drain the swamp. And the grift goes on. Yeah, the grift goes on. Trump's brazenness is a real phenomenon. Like a mafia boss. And the grift goes on. He'll profit from a loss.
Yeah, the grift goes on.
And the grift goes on.
Yeah, the grift goes on.
Yeah, the grift goes on.
Yeah, the grift goes on.
Woohoo! Lauren Mayer. And playing both roles of Sonny and Cher. And it's
and You. The mustache was falling off the whole time. I was making this word face because it was only stuck on one side. So I've forgotten that.
It just,
and I do these totally by myself. I don't have a camera operator. I just put it on a tripod. I don't have anybody helping me. So I'm doing it all by myself. And that one was...
Was so funny. And I love that, you know, I'm watching you because I can see you while that was playing, although the listeners couldn't because they're watching the video. And you're like cringing and I'm laughing. I'm sitting here laughing hysterically because, you know, the fact that you're willing to get so silly and go with it, that makes it. It's just perfect.
I have the best time. I did one couple of months ago where I dressed up like the Little Mermaid, including putting on a bikini top, which I covered with lots of wigs. So,
yes.
But it's, I mean, I made myself laugh. I wasn't cringing. I was just kind of like, I forgot about. I do these every week, so I forget them pretty quickly.
Right. No,
it's fun to play dress up. Kids like to play dress up.
Okay, so if we're having fun with the dress up, let's do another dress up one. And this is, again, Lauren playing multiple roles. And you should be able to recognize who it is she's playing. It'll be apparent in just a moment. Here we go.
Meet Marjorie, who can't write or spell, thinks white supremacists are swell. Well, Lauren is her hal, you see, who barely got her GED. What a crazy pair. But they're not jobs. Ignoring the rules, they try to skirt. Both of them truly hateful, and both of them dumb as dirt. Our Marjorie hates masks, she's anti-vax, and afraid of Jewish space laser attacks. Well, rifles Lauren does adore, what is she compensating for? What a wild duet, cause they're not jocks. Both of them without a brain or heart, but you gotta give them credit. They make Louis Gohmert look smart. Now Marjorie's pals are racist jerks, and she doesn't know how cancer works. Well, Lauren never skips a chance to spew out anti-Muslim rants. What a pair of dolts. Yeah, they're nut jobs. Intolerant nut jobs, obviously. The insults that this duo hurls has Congress looking like mean girls, and I guarantee they're perfect for today's GOP.
Woo! Nut jobs, Lauren Mayer. So good. And you know what? Look, we're all, you know, for those of you youngsters who don't get the reference, there was the Patty Duke song theme show. They were cousins, identical cousins, don't you know? And Patty Duke played both roles. So this was
actually going to get a friend to do it with me. Uh-huh. And she's like, Lauren, you have to play both parts because
Patty Duke played both parts. She was Kathy and then the cousin, right?
Patty. No,
Patty. Oh, Patty. And then Kathy was the cousin.
Kathy was the one with a bad British accent. Kathy adores a minuet, the ballet russe, and crepe Suzette.
Yes.
Well, Patty loves to rock and roll. The hot dog makes her lose control.
You know, the great thing.
You have to have fun with this stuff.
You have to have fun with it. And you have to have fun when you do this. And you write, you know, I tried. I guess I should do this one now. So it was about almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were just anything to defeat the former guy. He could not win again. And there was talk that maybe there would be a landslide. And that's what I was wishing for, was a landslide. And of course, so I tried my hand at doing
that
a Lauren Mayer
late.
Thing. And I couldn't. I mean, I, first of all, you should be thankful you didn't hear me try to sing it. Lauren heard it. I could tell, you don't want to hear that.
You did so great. Oh. It's just it's all confidence.
Okay. But I wrote my Take It lyrics, and you said, do you mind if I tweak it a little bit? And you made some tweaks, and it was perfect. And so we teamed up for this one. So this will take you back to October of 2020.
Wow.
And you know what the election was. And most of my words to a song that you know, and then Lauren just perfected it.
I just like, I only fixed a couple of places where I couldn't get the syllables, and that was mostly on me. No, the lyric was great. The idea was great, and it's a great song to parody. So, Nicole, anytime you want to write another one,
okay. Okay. Well, I always come up with great ideas for like a title, like something's got to be done. I just need to shoot those to you. Okay.
Yeah, please do.
But this is our collaboration. Here we go. Take it away, Lauren.
November 3rd's coming round. Our one last chance to get rid of this clown. In this crucial election, we all have to vote till a landslide brings him down. Oh, ballot in my mail, I fill you out. Find a legitimate drop box so there's no doubt. And I cast my vote early so that it arrives to end this whole season of Trump lies. Well, I've been counting the moments till we get rid of this schmo. As time moves faster, we can end this disaster if we vote for Kamala and Joe. Well, I'm not afraid of waiting in line if it'll turn our country around. Tell the stable genius, take his mushroom penis and evacuate the White House grounds.
That was my line.
Cast the votes to evict this clown. We can take back the Senate and take back the town and have no more corruption from this insensitive Scrooge. As the landslide takes Trump down, he can't contest the election if the margin is huge. Let's make a landslide to take Trump down. We need a landslide to take Trump down.
Well, It wasn't quite a landslide, but it was.
Yeah.
Biden beat him by 8 million votes. I mean, that's pretty landslide.
More than that if it weren't for, you know, voter suppression.
Right.
So.
And he did contest it, even though the margin was huge.
If he hadn't won a single state.
Of course.
That was a great lyric, Nicole.
Thank you. The mushroom dick was, I just had to get that in there.
I remember thinking, it's a nice song, but it was another of those good message, not so ha-ha, and then I forgot the mushroom.
The mushroom dick, right. Now, you know, you're not, I appreciate the fact that you live in California, but occasionally you will, you know, you don't hold back on criticizing the guy who wants to be the next Trump, the would-be governor of Florida, who I used to call more on death sentence, and now I just call him of Satan, to Satan. So you did a song for him, and by the way, this law, two things. One, his anti-15-week no abortion bill was put on hold, indefinitely suspended by a judge. It was supposed to go into effect today. Thankfully, it didn't yet. Right. But his Don't Say Gay bill did go into effect. And teachers are freaking out. They're glad they're on summer break now because they don't know how to deal with it. So you help with a song.
And this is my husband joining me again. This was actually his idea. Huh? He can't do them with me very often because he has a full-time day job as a substance abuse counselor.
Right.
He works with homeless people, which makes me feel pretty superficial sometimes. Yeah, he's a great guy. But he came up with this one because he's a huge Paul McCartney fan. Huh? And this, so the original, this was a very strange duet with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Right.
So
right.
But it's actually, it's a really catchy song. So
yes, it is. All right. And it works for this one.
Yes, I think so.
Here we go.
I'll say gay if I want, but don't silence kids or teachers. Hey, what's the deal? You sound like homophobic preachers.
All these laws, you only pass because you're a bigot. Causing tears, building up faces, fears to boost your careers. You gotta say it. Yeah.
We'll say gay every day to show these kids we've got their backs now. They'll say gay anyway, in spite of these unfair attacks. Now,
can I do, folks, to get through to you? This crap is shameful, hateful. What's ahead as these laws start to spread in every state that's red? You gotta say it.
History. Hello, it's 2022. You're on the wrong side of history.
What can I do, folks, to get through to you? This crap is shameful, hateful. What's ahead as these laws start to spread in every state that's red? You gotta say it.
Gotta love the kazoo solo there.
I'm glad to see every chance I get.
Lauren Mayer is with us. Today, I figured after the week, month, year, decade we've had, we needed a day for just to let loose and laugh and have fun with the news. And Lauren Mayer does it better than just about anyone out there. So
thank you. That means a lot
loving these
you.
Songs. One thing we were talking about off the air is how, you know, you are trying to... You know, you do these once a week. You have a Patreon channel. You work. Your stuff is there for everyone to hear. And hopefully people who like it will subscribe to your Patreon and maybe donate to the cause. Similar to what I do. It's all the gig economy now. We're all working for ourselves. And right. I mentioned to you that I'm really bad asking for money and you know, like running commercials. So, but you complimented my artwork. So let me put it out there. Yes. I paint pet portraits, and I'm available to paint your pets. So while we talk,
you
go ahead.
Nicole is an awesome artist. She is a fraction of the price of what she should be paying. She doesn't just get the likeness of the pets. She gets the essence. And I don't even know any of these animals, but I can just tell by looking at the pictures that the owners of these pets, they're not just looking for a photograph. They want somebody that has the heart of the pet.
No.
They're absolutely beautiful portraits. And what a great way to commemorate your pet. If I had known Nicole before our dog passed away a couple of years ago, I would have had her do one.
I do a lot of animals that have passed. Just so you know, I do.
But they're wonderful portraits. And
look at this. I'm not only so I do boxes and I do these faux stained glass things now too. So I'm not limited. There's a little hat coat rack and I think there's another one, a Southwestern theme.
So folks, you too, that's not all. There's still more. You too could have an original Nicole Sanders in your own home before she gets so famous that you can't. Oh, I want that box.
Do you? Okay.
Ooh, that's gorgeous. I love that.
Thank you.
I want a Nicole Sanders in my home and you should want one too. Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Like a Torah holder. Oh, that's my favorite so far.
Wow. And this was a box. This was a box that one of our listeners did. This is just a painting I did. So it's not just the pet portraits, but obviously the pet portraits are the originals. And then, I've branched out.
I'm going to write you a jingle for your portraits. I'm going to write you a commercial.
That would be great.
Because I did the Laffy jingle for you. You need a jingle.
Yep.
I'm finally getting off my, I'm terrible at doing it too, but just so your listeners know, I'm going to be doing an August anniversary party Patreon campaign because August will be 10 years for me.
Wow.
And with any party, you get party favors. So anybody who joins my Patreon in August will get all sorts of goodies. I have magnets. I've had a couple of cartoonists do pictures of me from the Rib Vagina song and other things. I'm doing a new album this fall. They'll get an advanced copy of that. They'll get, at certain levels, I'll write you a song for your birthday or your kid's anniversary, whatever you want. So the thing that, with all this stuff, it's not, like PBS, you got to pay money, even though you could get it for free. You get stuff for this. I'm also going to be doing a video a month that will just be for my Patreon subscribers. They get behind the scenes glimpses into what goes into these songs. So
nice.
Just like you, I'm going to show you how to put some of that stuff like on mugs and tote bags and things, just like PBS.
Cool.
Because they're beautiful. And people, you should all, if you are listening to this and you don't already subscribe or donate to Nicole, what she does is even harder than I do because she does it every day. And she's amazing.
Well,
and
thank you.
She used to, in the old days of radio,
In the old days of radio, which are dead. So this is our new world. So thank you.
We are the Madonnas. We are the Madonnas of political awareness. She was the queen of reinvention. I don't always like everything she did, gotta give the woman credit. That isn't working anymore. Switch to this. So you and I are just like Madonna.
Okay, I'll take it. By the way, the website for the painting and the boxes and this faux stained glass like behind me is paintyourpets.net. As it is. Okay. So, Progressive Voices Network, we're going to run into overtime. So we're going to lose you during this next song. So have a wonderful weekend, Progressive Voices listeners.
Bye.
And remember that on Monday, I'm doing an audio only 4th of July music show. So I will supply the soundtrack for your 4th of July festivities. You can sync it up with fireworks or with the barbecue or just, heavy drinking, whatever you want. I'll give you good music to at least for an hour. All right. So that's my plug for Monday. I will not be on video Monday, but we will have the audio only stream. Okay. So I mentioned we played a couple of duets that you did with your husband, Scott. Occasionally you don't do parody songs, but you write an original.
Yes.
And occasionally you have someone else join you, as in this case, somebody named Carla Ulbrich.
Yeah. Carla Ulbrich is another female comedic singer-songwriter who is awesome. And she lives, that was one of the bright spots of the pandemic. We had met at a conference for funny musician people. We didn't know each other well. And when things first shut, and she's in New Jersey and I'm in California. When things first shut down, she reached out and she said, "We're going to go nuts if we can't, connect with other musicians. Do you want to meet once a week and write some parodies?"
Ooh.
First we were writing parodies like, instead of is he really going out again about husbands who
because of COVID. COVID.
We did a couple of COVID parodies and then it turned into this weekly female musicians support each other Zoom meeting. And then we realized we also connected politically. So we started writing an occasional original. So this one, she had the idea. We kind of wrote it together. And then she was really busy when I recorded the video. So if you play the video, you're going to only see her do one line.
Okay. Well, but the sentiment.
We wrote it together.
And this is somebody who everybody in California and in Orange County in that district needs to vote for her. So your songs aren't only critical of like the former guy and the idiots who were in that administration, but very complimentary towards those who deserve the praise. as
I
in
tried it, and I try to temper it also because it can get pretty snarky when yes. I mean it's so easy to make fun of the former guy or Boebert or all those idiots. Yes. But I do, I mean, there's some amazingly brave people. I did one for Adam Schiff that I was telling you earlier. I got to sing to him at a Zoom meeting, which was really, because it was all about having a crush on him. I've done ones about, I did one about Kamala when she was first picked. I did one about Doug Emhoff because I think he's pretty amazing too. So yeah, and as we head into the midterms, I did one about Beto O'Rourke. I'm going to do another one for him. So anybody who you or your listeners think merits a song, let me know.
Okay. Well, in this case, the honor is for Katie Porter. Katie Porter's Whiteboard.
The hallowed halls of Congress have seen many points of view, deliberations all throughout the years. Lobbyists and special interests muddy the debate. Who will come along and make things clear? Katie Porter's Whiteboard.
Whiteboard.
It's Katie Porter's whiteboard where she lays out all the facts. Armed with graphs and data, she's thorough and exact. Watch her cut right to the chase, puts those fat cats in their place with the fastest marker in the West. And Katie Porter's whiteboard.
Whiteboard.
She called out big bank CEOs about employee pay, got free COVID testing from the CDC. She showed us how Big Pharma jacked up prices of their drugs. Who gives a strong dose of reality? Katie Porter's whiteboard.
Whiteboard.
It's Katie Porter's whiteboard where she lays out all the facts. Armed with graphs and data, she's thorough and exact. Watch her cut right to the chase, puts those fat cats in their place with the fastest marker in the West. And Katie Porter's whiteboard.
Whiteboard.
When mealy mouth executives tap dance around the truth, she cuts them off with calm efficiency. Repeating, no, not good enough, reclaiming my time, and soon she'll dry erase their dignity. If that whiteboard doesn't make the point, she may resort to props. Some M&Ms or bags of rice will do. She's gonna win the argument, they might as well give up. Who knows who's next? Let's hope it isn't you. It's Katie Porter's whiteboard where she lays out all the facts. Armed with graphs and data, she's thorough and exact. If money's all that you are chasing, you may find that you are facing the fastest marker in the West. And Katie Porter's whiteboard. Her opponents will be quite floored by Katie Porter's whiteboard.
I love the whiteboard.
I forgot that was Carla really playing guitar. She's an amazing guitarist.
Yes, very good. It's very good. So we'll have to check her out. Again, Carla Ulbrich, U-L-B-R-I-C-H.
Yes,
so,
she's awesome.
Yeah. All right, so we got time for like one or two more, and I've got so many that are so good. I pulled a whole bunch of them. But people can go to your YouTube channel. It's at...
Yes, and Psycho Supermom. If you look me up, you should get there eventually, but there's a Brazilian soccer player named Lauren Mayer.
Oh, my God.
But it's Psycho Supermom. You can also go on Facebook if you prefer there. It's Lauren Mayer Comedy Songs, and my website is laurenmayer.com. So,
yeah. You know what? I've got two. I think I'm going to just play two back to back because they kind of go together. And it's perfect for these times. We'll start with, I think the more, well, I don't know which one is more recent, but they're somewhat related conceptually. And it starts with, this one is not about somebody who deserves props for doing a great job like Katie Porter. This is all about the idiot Neanderthal Republicans. And
endless source of material, I gotta say.
Well, without a doubt. And this one was I guess, motivated by people who refused to get the vaccine because like here in Florida, for instance, our idiot of a governor and the thing that he appointed to be Surgeon General, who can't really be a doctor, they're not authorizing vaccines for the kids under five. So, and people, their excuses, well, I'm doing my own research. Really? Are you a doctor? Did you go to medical school, but you're going to do your own research? Yeah. It doesn't quite work that way.
There's some people who did their own research, and of course, their research meant, you know, listening to Joe Rogan or watching right. some podcast. I want to ask them: do you drill your own teeth when you have cavities?
Really? Yes.
Do you
perform surgery on yourself? Do you do you do your own taxes?
Build your own office buildings?
Right. Okay. So you get the idea. This one's called "Doing My Own Research," Lauren Mayer.
I was at a loss when this virus hit. To all those protocols I didn't want to submit. Needed to reinforce my own point of view. Then I heard on Fox News what I should do. Now I'm doing my own research on the internet. Yeah, I'm doing my own research. Science I'll forget. 'Cause who needs to listen to the CDC when there are celebrities who think like me? Yeah, I'm doing my own research. Screw expertise. Will you wear a mask?
No, no, I did some research.
Or get a vaccine?
No, no, just look
so
at research.
Did you ask?
I did a science research.
Screw expertise.
In Trump's every speech, got the latest spin. First we're drinking bleach, then hydroxychloroquine. Horse dewormer pills I took faithfully.
Now I'm doing my own research
on the internet.
Yeah, I'm doing my own research.
Science I'll forget. 'Cause who needs to listen to the CDC when there are celebrities who think like me?
Yeah, I'm doing my own research. Screw expertise. Will you wear a mask?
No, no, I did some research.
Or get a vaccine?
No, no, just look
so
at research. I did a science research.
Screw expertise.
Well, it turns out now I'm infected, folks. Though I'm not sure how, since it's all a hoax. But I gotta run to the hospital. Which, thanks to jerks like me, is totally full.
Sure, I did all my own research.
Thought it would suffice.
I ignored science and research
and the doc's advice. Since my willful ignorance had me so sick, the one the doctors I ignored to cure me quick.
Turns out Facebook isn't research. You need expertise.
Uh-huh.
Did you wear a mask?
No, no. Did my
or
own
get
research?
A vaccine?
No, no. Not science.
Now what will you ask?
Give me drugs from actual research and expertise.
Doing my own research by Lauren Mayer. And now we're segueing into one more. This is Why Are You Afraid of History?
Why are you scared of history? Why ignore climatology? Don't you know that if you ban a book, you make kids want to take a look? But I do know that facts are true. And if we don't learn from the things we do, what an ignorant country we'll be. Seems the people in the far right wing don't want to know about anything. What's uncomfortable they reject, like the 1619 Project. But I know that if we ignore
things that happened in years before. What an ignorant country we'll be. Now I don't claim to be a real expert. I leave research to the pros. But maybe by actually listening to experts, we could all ignore the schmoes who can't even define CRT. It's just acknowledging our racist history, which you won't know if you start banning books or spread conspiracies like those schnooks. But I do know that when folks choose to watch a steady diet of Fox News, what a warped, ignorant country will be. Yes, it's difficult, I understand. But if we don't stick our heads in the sand, what a much better country we'd be. History, climatology, CRT, chemistry,
Lauren Mayer, everybody.
Epidemiology.
Oh, yeah. Don't know much about history. They don't know much about anything, and they're trying to rewrite history. Do you hear now they're trying to reclassify slaves as like...
as involuntary relocation.
Oh, my God.
No. That's...
Yeah, no.
It's crazy.
So yeah. It's comedy, but you learn while you laugh. You know,
that's the goal.
That's it. And the lyrics, that's why I'm such a big fan, because you take our current circumstances, which in most cases are not funny at all, and you laugh at the absurdity of it. And that's what I was saying earlier. You know, it's easy to get angry. It takes a little more control, I think, to laugh at the stupidity of it all. And
well, I will say, yeah, it's hard to laugh at really dark news, but sort of fortunately, unfortunately, I mean, they're so ridiculous. It's not like, I mean, I have to admit there were some, you know, Mitt Romney made a few gaffy kinds of comments, but he was a functioning adult. So it was more, you know, there were some policies I disagreed with, and you had more of a debate about economics, but it was, I mean, every day something happens with one of those idiots. And it's not just, for a while, it was just Trump and his family.
Right.
There's so many of them. I mean, Michael Flynn, do you believe in a peaceful transition of power, taking the fifth?
He's a moron.
Saw a great tweet saying, and again, Paul Lander is somebody I follow on Twitter. I don't know if you're a fan of his. Very funny. And there were so many people in Trump's cabinet taking the fifth, it might as well be a liquor cabinet.
You know, by the way, I've got a bit of news, because we all heard Cassidy Hutchinson, her testimony about what happened in the Suburban when Trump like grabbed the driver, the Secret Service guy, because they told him he wasn't going to the Capitol. And then those guys that Tony, whatever his name was, Tony
Orban or Orbit or Orban, something with an
yeah,
O.
Tony, whatever. And Engel, Bobby Engel, said that they would testify that didn't happen. Well, CNN now reporting two Secret Service sources corroborate Hutchinson's testimony, and they're corroborating it, and they named two CNN reporters. It said the agents confirmed Trump, quote, angrily demanded to go to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th and berated his protective detail when he didn't get his way, according to CNN reporters Noah Gray and Zachary Cohen. Well, Noah Gray, check this out. 15 years ago, when I was doing mornings on WINZ in Miami, Noah Gray was in high school. And it was, I believe, the 2008 election was coming up. And he was in high school, and he wanted to motivate people who were like high school seniors who had just turned 18 to be able to vote. And so he started this program. He called it Virgin Voting. And CNN came out and covered it. He came into the station with me. He was my guest co-host one day. I really took this kid under my wing. And then when he graduated college, he went on to get a job at CNN as a producer. Wow. And now he's a reporter. And he's one of the people in this story corroborating who spoke with Secret Service agents who corroborated the story. So
we owe it all to you, Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Never had a career if it weren't for you.
Right. So I just, there's my
brush with the news today.
Right. My 2 degrees of separation, or one to the story. But, you know, those two guys were not very trustworthy. Anyway, that's news that I forgot to get to earlier today. So it is the weekend. I'm about ready to wrap it up. Lauren, any last words you want to say before we sign off and go have a holiday?
No, just have a great weekend, everybody. Check out my, I mean, I've been doing these things for 10 years, and you can look up the titles on the thumbnails on my YouTube channel, Psycho Supermom, my website, laurenmayer.com, and I will be doing the anniversary party in August. So end of July, I'll send you, Nicole, some information on if people want to go there and get some goodies and
great
support.
And I'm gonna look for your jingle for my painting, my artwork.
So stay tuned, everybody. Yeah, I'm gonna get some information from Nicole about the paintings. I'm gonna write her a little jingle.
You know what? For those who don't
that's
know,
my part, actually, that's my anniversary gift for me and Nicole, even though we haven't been doing this in 10 years. But anybody who's followed me over the past 10 years gets to be part of the anniversary party. So that will be my anniversary present to Nicole.
Yeah, and for anyone who doesn't know, Lauren wrote the intro music that we use for Laffy when she's on the show. It goes like this.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with Gotta Laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
That's Lauren. That was great. That's just so good. So, you know, anyway, I'm going to end on with one final song because we can. And okay, this one goes out to all of the con men and women and crooks and scammers and liars in the former guys, former administration.
Yes, everybody.
Yes. And you'll recognize the song, and do feel free. I hope you've been singing along, because Lauren thankfully puts the lyrics on the videos as well. So all that's missing is the bouncing ball.
Yeah.
So we'll leave you. Lauren, we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you on the Twitters at Lauren's Comedy. We'll see you on YouTube and laurenmayer.com. You can get her there regardless of anything else. All right.
Thank you so much, Nicole. So great to talk to you. And I will definitely be in touch about the pet jingle.
Awesome. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, everybody,
thank
for
you,
listening.
Nicole.
And have a wonderful weekend. And Lauren will play us out with this last one. Sing along, everyone.
Another Trump associate gets arrested. And now we can't help wondering who's next. Though all this time our patience has been tested, and why it took so long has us perplexed. They got away with major evil and corruption, but it's improving. Do you know who? Seems every day they say to someone new. You're so indicted for the crimes they cited. You're about to go to jail, and I'm quite delighted. You're so indicted, and though you may fight it, I know you're guilty. Advisors, lawyers, cabinet officials, it seemed they'd all get out of doing time. But since the former guy is out of office, he can't give his pals pardons for their crime. You're so indicted for what you incited. You're about to lose your dough, and we're so delighted. You're so indicted, and though you may fight it, I know you're guilty. So many crimes committed, it's hard to keep track of, and now I must admit it's fun to say woohoo as every day.